USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're still working, and we are closer to reaching a final agreement on President Biden's Build Back Better plan.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking there while holding his weekly press conference. Moderates such as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin want to see a maximum price tag of around $1.5 trillion, which is still too high for Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell, who says all this money being injected into the economy will cause more and more inflation, which will affect American families and their wallets.
The American people are mostly fixated on inflation. We have the raging inflation, as bad, some would argue, as back in the late 70s, early 80s.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden is hitting the campaign trail in Virginia today. He'll stump for Democratic candidate for governor Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe tied with a Republican in the race, Glenn Youngkin. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is on the hot seat once again.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci needs to be held accountable for funds distributed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases toward abusive animal experiments and gain-of-function research Monday.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing? They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop.
Dozens of beagles died as a result of the experiments. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A caravan of migrants from across Latin America is making its way toward the U.S. southern border in hopes of being allowed to stay. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez claims this caravan is a distraction from the real issue with immigration at the border.
This caravan that we're seeing of thousands of people is only the shiny object. Underneath that, these folks aren't controlled by the cartel. These are kind of a local organization that has put these together. So what you're not seeing is the thousands of folks that are run by the cartel continue to make it over our southern border.
This comes as the Biden administration is reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy, which the Trump administration created to defer people from crossing into the United States. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady threw his 600th career NFL touchdown pass Sunday against the Chicago Bears, but he almost lost the ball when wide receiver Mike Evans gave it to a fan. That fan, Byron Kennedy, joins Fox and Friends to explain what the team gave him in exchange for the ball.
They gave me two signed Brady jerseys, one for me, one for the friend who has season tickets and brought me to that game, a signed Brady helmet, a signed Evans jersey, and signed Evans cleats.
Brady is the only quarterback in NFL history to record 600 touchdown passes. The Buccaneers went on to win the game 38-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.